next poem I want to read for you is called Afternoon's Confession. And it's a confession because I spent the afternoon telling my wife I'd do something and instead sat on the couch for 3 hours. And so this is what the poet does for 3 hours when his wife leaves the house. I sat, Heidegger sat, my wife leaving and left us, ensconced comfortably on the green, green lawn. Poor puscular textiles from the Silk Road, mute things of all kinds, Aramaic off the Arab ear, a leaf in tiny fragments nest in the matter of eye. But nothing moves Pangaea nor the tides. Ring in sentient things, icicles of different note, this is or isn't oscillation. The utterance peeled back from the sentence in search of a sound that fits. I confess, I murder history, usurp the days and nights inside the minute of scalpel, yet slighter still, a hair, shard of a hair, a shadow stops the ebb of meniscus. In pastel gray and all of the animals, cormorant and crane and migrant pink flamingo, a moose must spray its malk and reindeer elks the night. Hay bales hum their wind-blown days, a farmer plants philosophy. The unripened vine, stitch and cortex resonate, not in symbols, nor are these symbols adequately played. But drills alone for the oil that is, and sifts to page a poem in English. Nobody reads a heartbeat, tinge of marmalade drips from the sky. So subtle it creeps, fingers on raw wine tulips. Milk white, and ice dawn pelicans tinker off the instruments like leggy pants. Red and incongruous nocturnal tiles, shades of apex, tibia and femur, masons or guilds, builders of cells or prisons, freedom in a raven's eyes, garland and grill and golden braid, white cheese, abia, tamar, dates, galgi, my love, the space between A and B. Heidegger's midnight orange. Now I see tangential honey, almond sun and orange peel, off mandolins, orchestral tea. There's a schism in my headroom. This torture of the cortex begs for deference, like life to church-stained grass. The bobbing and going, a black bishop coiled in Syriac. How to escape this couch, this hymnal heavy book, this Alcazar of sound, mass march ubiquitous. So many lyrics marched out into the Syrian sun, and Saladin has a picture there, stands tantamount these rhymes and stiff iambics, without a zeal or a chance to find a form. Give me Greek or Isle of Rhodos, tear down linguistics, the right to confer a poem with all the mental resin of Tiberius's discordant mode, as if primordial, before the lurch of dawn, the first period, before predicate and lofty prose. I saw Samarkand at war, withdraw its sword, crow will pick its eyes, the snow will ice, and muezzin will sound atop his minaret, Allahu Akbar, Marhaba, Zain. Hear this howl oo, the Taurus mountains occupy the northern landscape of my brain, and weightless as a pod of orcas at the bottom of the Arctic Sea, all its verse tossed into the Shat al-Arab, a funeral grave for dying pictures, rises in plumes of oil sketches, these eastern dishes of cream and butter, jajit and hummus, a dish of monumental onions, woven za'atar and fresh mint tea, crisp fried eggplant, tired, sat sitting, bloated by the feet, a brick of prisoners, without resolve to break, glass bottom boat, too far out now to paint the scene. And my wife has just returned. I must confess not having stirred or done a thing all day.